I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. Why were you fired? How can you answer this question in a way that still proves that you're a viable candidate for this new job? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode. Now, this is the, I guess, most dreaded question for most people, lalo na if you were really let go dahil hindi masyadong maganda yung performance mo or nagkaroon talaga ng conflict dun sa company. And with our war cry, which is, you have to be honest, medyo mahirap lusutan yung ganitong question if you're not prepared. So again, like most of the episodes that we have in the Get Hired podcast, and again, just a quick reminder, if you're not following the podcast yet, go and hit follow kasi marami pa tayong pag-uusapan. Meron tayong recurring theme na, okay, you need to be as honest as possible, but be prepared for the questions that could be trickier for you to answer. And itong why were you fired or why did you leave your last job? Ito yung pinakamahirap sagutin. Now, we did have an earlier episode ng why did you leave your job, pero this is going to be different from that kasi we're going to talk about paano kung hindi ka talaga umalis by will. Ibig sabihin, hindi ka nag-decide umalis, pero instead, you were number one, let go kasi nagkaroon ng expansion or merging yung company. Number two, kasi dahil sa pandemic. Number three, kasi nagkaroon ng conflict with the people you work with. And then number four, because of behavioral issues. So again, all these four scenarios, we're going to address them individually. At yan ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Let's start with the very first one. We know that when companies merge or may acquisition na nangyari, minsan those who are in roles na redundant are let go. Ibig sabihin, kung ikaw ay nasa accounting department, tapos they have enough accountants dun sa other company na nung nag-merge kayo, hindi na nila kayo kailangan, you would be let go. Now, how do you frame this kung tatanungin ka ng why were you fired or why were you let go? Now, the quick answer would be, again, just tell your story. Just say that the firm I was with before or the company that I was part of before was acquired by a bigger corporation who had enough staff in-house to handle the job that I did before, and because my job or my role was considered redundant, I had to be let go. But note how I said that you had to be let go instead of because of that I was fired or I was sent away. Meron talagang something dun sa positive na phrasing na kailangan nating i-adapt, and paulit-ulit natin yung sasabihin sa episode na ito. When you say kasi na I had to be let go, ibig sabihin, they didn't really want to let you go, but they just had to. Wala silang choice kasi may budget cuts. Of course, again, acquire ang company, so hindi na sila yung masusunod. So even if prized employee ka ng iyong team or prized employee ka ng iyong boss, wala silang choice but to let you go. So again, if you have a notebook to write it down or you're listening to this with your phone, just type it up really quickly. I had to be let go, or they had to let go of me. So again, different siya dun sa they fired me or they let me go. Diba? Imagine that. Hearing lang yung difference between I had to be let go, dun sa they fired me, dun sa they let me go. There's a certain twist there that establishes you as a very important part of the team. So wala lang talaga silang choice kaya kanila let go. And again, this is banking on honesty din ha. Mamaya mag background check sila sa inyo, tapos yun pala hindi yun yung dahilan, di ba? So again, that leads us to the next situation, which is quite common these days. I've had people approach me and tell me, Coach, ano na ako eh, patapos na yung training, and then the pandemic hit, so they had to let us go kasi last in, first out. Okay, so yung mga freshies dyan or mga bago or bumabalik sa job search, the idea ng last in, first out is if you are the last person to join the company, kapag nagkaroon ng downsizing, kapag nagkaroon ng mga issues or may mga kailangan i-fire or i-let go, kayo yung first out. Ibig sabihin, first kayong paalisin. Maiiwan yung mga mas tenured or mas experienced na mga people in the company. So if that is the reason naman why you were let go because of the pandemic, nagkaroon ng stoppage or minsan kahit slowing down lang nung business or industry that the company is part of, how do you say this? Now, we can't just blame the pandemic right away. Pero, inonote ko lang din dito that these days, people are more considerate simply because, again, we are going through the same exact experience as the rest of the world. So, if you say na the company closed because of the pandemic, no one really bats an eye anymore, ni sila nagugulat, and they do understand. So, you have empathy working with you on this matter. But I don't want you to get hooked dun sa idea lang na, okay, the company closed because of the pandemic. Again, the goal every time you engage sa mga ganitong klaseng job interview questions is to prove that you are a good candidate. So you have to add a little bit of hook sa dulo. So maybe you could say that the pandemic caused the company to downsize, and because I was one of the people hired late, they chose to let us go in favor of the more tenured or experienced employees. And I understand that perfectly. So again, at least hindi mo, again, na-emphasize mo hindi mo kasalanan. But don't end it there. Just say that, but I'm grateful that even if I had just a few weeks experience with them, I was still chosen to be part of a multinational conglomerate, and that isn't something that I take lightly. I think they may have found something in me. They chose me because of my potential. They know that I was eager to learn. As you can see, kung meron kang recommendation, you can point out that you can even talk to my former boss, and they would say that I was pretty quick to learn, no? So doon na sa segue mo na, okay, kahit na kumbaga isa ako sa mga natanggal dahil sa pandemic, again, hindi nila choice. And may potential ako. Hindi lang talaga nag-work out kasi nga, yun, the company was hit heavily nung pandemic. So always think about that, ha? Ano yung twist? Ano yung positive twist ko sa dulo? Okay? Now, before we talk about the next two scenarios, which is number one, kasi you had a fight with your boss or your teammate, basta nagkaroon ng conflict. And number four scenario is kasi may behavioral issue ka. We're just going to pause for a quick little break while I talk to you about one of the other podcasts from Podcast Network Asia. Okay? Whether you're looking for a new job, thinking about switching careers, or maybe exploring your other options, JobDefined can help you figure out your next career step. Go and check out JobDefined with Pat Soyao. It's also under Podcast Network Asia, my family. And you can find out yung mga tips from industry experts everywhere, from data, analytics, in the creative scene, business development, bayan, real estate, or even PR marketing. Go and listen to the conversations between Pat and his guests and learn more about the skills you need to join that industry or the things that you can improve on, or if that is the best option for you. Again, that's Job Defined by Pat Soyao, and available din siya on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. All right?
Up. Wait lang. Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast.
Okay, so scenario number three, what if they let you go kasi nagkaroon kang conflict with your boss? Dito na papasok yung pinag-initan ka, di ba? Minsan nangyayari naman talaga yun. Or nagkaroon ka ng problem with maybe a toxic workmate or even yung culture ng company. Now, lagi ko sinasabi sa inyo na there's a balance between speaking your truth and not bad-mouthing naman yung pinanggalingan mo na company or firm. And I need to put that out there, not because I'm keeping you from being honest with yourself or from fighting for your rights. That is what the Department of Labor and Employment is for. But what I'm telling you is that, again, ito yung reality na situation. I am in no way saying that this is the right thing to do. And I'm so happy, disclaimer lang, I'm so happy that so many of my contemporaries, sabihin natin mga millennials, are now taking up important spaces and positions in HR departments and in leadership positions sa iba-ibang mga company. So I think the culture is slowly changing na rin. Pero isi-stress ko lang din na if you badmouth your former employer or even your workmates, ibig sabihin sinaraan mo sila, yun yung term eh, no? Yun Filipino. Minsan, yan yung dahilan ko bakit hindi ka nila pipiliin. Kasi they would think, okay, if I fire this person eventually, sasabihin niya rin na ito yung ginawa namin sa kanya. And because they have no way then of knowing who is speaking kung ano yung totoo, ang mangyayari dyan would be your word against someone else's. And yung someone else na yon is not even in the room. So again, there's a lot of, sabihin natin, optics na problema pagdating doon. Kaya kailangan talaga natin maging swabe when it comes to talking about negative experiences with your former workmates or your former boss. Kasi nga, again, ang laging nating isipin would be, okay, maybe if I start just rambling on and on about ano ba yung mali ng boss ko, gaano siya ka-bully, or gaano siya kasama, iisipin itong person na to, maybe the problem is me, or maybe mag-worry siya na kapag nangyari ito yung similar, okay, hindi man exactly the same, is ito rin yung gagawin ko sa kanya. Sasabihin ko rin kung ano yung mangyayari within the company sa ibang tao. Okay? So again, fair warning lang, just something to think about. I'm not keeping you from saying it. I'm just saying na ito yung possibility. Okay? And now that we have that quick little disclaimer out of the way, let me recommend something that you can say instead. This is a very, sabihin natin, showbiz answer, but a very safe answer. And sa totoo lang, if you say this, the person on the other side of the table, the hiring manager or future boss, probably or will already know na may problema with your former boss without you having to spell things out. Okay? So what you could say is that there was a difference in values and in priorities within my team, but I'm glad it happened because. And then just say that because it let me go, it set me free to explore other opportunities. It made me understand that my perception of myself and the perception of others may be different. And so I had to work to reconcile those two things. I had to get to know myself a little bit better, see who I really am amidst all of the voices that I hear from other people. It actually made me a better and a stronger person because of that. So again, laging may ganun. Laging may bale. So just say na there was a difference in priorities, there was a difference in values, there was a difference in the way that we handled things, and I quickly figured out that the culture wasn't a good fit for me, and so and they also agreed, so they let me go. Again, hindi na kailangan na kasi minura ako ng boss ko, nag-away kami, nagsuntukan kami sa pantry, or pinag-initan ako, kasi that would again change the tone of the entire thing. So ang dating na ngayon would be, this is a bad experience, but you're trying to put this behind you and now you want to move forward with them. And again, baon mo yung mga things that you learned from that experience. So don't forget that, yung because, but I'm glad it happened because Now, I get a chance to be part of your company and really showcase my skills, see how far I've grown from that person, and really make sure that all the things I learned in my past would help me teach people that would surround me in the future. So again, there's a lot of things that you can do with this. You can play around with more specific skills that you have. At the end of the conversation, ang feeling nila would be, okay, tinanong ko siya about yung kung bakit siya na-fire, pero ngayon naiintindihan ko na kung bakit importante siyang maging part ng team ko. Okay? So again, it's all about the phrasing.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Now, doon na tayo sa fourth scenario, which is the most difficult one. What if you were fired because you had behavioral issues? As in, nalilate ka kasi lagi or hindi mo na achieve yung metrics. So, nagkaroon ng project, tapos nag-fail ka, namali ka ng pirma, namali ka ng... As in, talagang on paper, meron talagang mali dun sa previous mong trabaho. Now, how can you be honest without losing this opportunity? Now, ang recommendation ko sa inyo would be just to be straightforward about it. You don't need to give out the most naman detailed na kwento ever. But ang pinaka-importante dito is yung A, acknowledgement na you did something wrong. And then B, again, because of it, I learned something different. And then C, talk about how it changed you. Okay, so again, A, B, C tayo para madali tandaan. So A, acknowledge. B, because of that, I see changed. A, B, C. Now, how do you do that? You could say that I was rightfully let go. Okay? Okay, I think they made the right choice when they let me go because I dropped the ball. And even if I feel ashamed that I did that, I think that it was a valuable lesson for me to learn because I learned from it. And I am a better person because of that. I understood that opportunities are things that shouldn't be wasted. And it's not just about, you know, my career or my earning potential. It's more about letting people down. And I think that's the worst part of it all. So you can talk about, yun nga, how may nangyaring hindi maganda. You don't need to give any details unless they really ask. But even if they do, you can just save some of the more gory details, lalo na kung may confidentiality agreement ka with your previous company. But then again, focus on the because of that event, I changed. And what did you learn from it? I learned that, you can say something like, I learned that being on time for meetings and for events isn't just about doing what's right. It's about making sure that you honor other people's time. And because of that, I actually arrived 15 minutes early for this meeting. So again, there's always that. Parang, okay, ito yung nangyari. Ito yung na-feel ko. And because of that, I changed. Here's the evidence of the change that happened. Okay? So again, always think about that. ABC. Acknowledgement, because, and then change. Now, hopefully, itong conversation na to can help you frame your own story kapag tinanong kayo ng why were you fired, lalo na kung hindi masyado maganda yung sitwasyon. And again, if you have any suggestions din, or if you have any kwentos, or meron kayong mga specific na mga problems that you want to talk about, or questions that you encountered in your interview, go ahead and reach out to us through our Facebook page. You can find it, Get Hired by Team Lyqa. That's Get Hired by TAMLYQA. Type in as a search bar and you will find the page. Doon din galing yung mga questions like this na kinocover ko. So maraming salamat sa mga people who are asking for advice and sharing your stories. I know most of you want to remain anonymous, so hindi ko na lang sinabi kung kanino galing tong question na to, but I'm hoping that this helps you frame your own answer sa tanong na ito. Alright? Don't forget to follow the podcast. We have more episodes coming up. More job interview questions, common job interview questions that you need to prepare for, but we have a better shot at getting hired. And as we always say in this podcast, we are here to help you land your dream job. We're always rooting for you. Go ahead and be better next time, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.